What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I have a story that's about the dark web or something adjacent to it. I'm not really sure, but it was definitely one of the scariest things that's ever happened to me. This was in 2013 or 2014, my sophomore year, because none of us could drive yet. I'm a girl, and most of my friends were girls at the time. We liked to wander around downtown until our parents just made us go home. We all kind of lived close, so it wasn't a big deal to meet up at the corner and then just harass all the nice people out for an evening stroll. The art district downtown was our playground in high school. We'd spend hours exploring the vibrant streets, admiring murals, and sipping coffee at eclectic cafes.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This episode's sponsored by Good Ranchers. Most people don't realize this, but over 85% of the grass-fed beef sold in the U.S. is actually imported from overseas. It's a system that often pushes out American farmers and ranchers. That's why it matters to be intentional about where you buy your meat. That's why I choose Good Ranchers. Good Ranchers connects you directly with local American farms and ranches. 100% American meat, pasture-raised, no antibiotics, no added hormones. Delivered straight to your door. Make the switch to better meat. Go to GoodRanchers.com to start your plan and get premium American meat delivered right to your door. That's GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
There wasn't a lot to do where we lived, so it was either roaming the city or getting kicked out of the mall. We all preferred to be outside, so we stuck to the sidewalks. One evening, as we strolled by a dimly lit alley, we stumbled upon a group of kids that were huddled up around something on the wall. With our curiosity piqued, we decided to return later and investigate for ourselves. It was really weird, whatever they were doing, because as we walked by the alley entrance, they all stood upright, acted all nonchalant like we couldn't see them. As we continued onward, though, they went right back to the wall and kept fidgeting with whatever was back there. Again, with there being hyper-limited activities for kids downtown, we were beyond invested in whatever those people were up to. We posted up at a streetlight down the road, just a bit, and waited for them to come back out. After like an hour, they finally did. The hell could have kept their interest for so long? We waited for them to walk out of sight before we ventured back the way they came. As we made our way back to the alley, the sun was dipping below the rooftops, casting long shadows. The air grew thick with this eerie silence, like the brick and mortar cut off the rest of the world from us. We knew the sun was going down, but it was dark back there, darker than I was expecting it to be. It's kind of hard to make out any of the finer details. We approached the spot, our hearts beating in unison. "What do you think they were doing back here?" my friend Emily whispered, her eyes scanning to the walls. I shook my head, my gaze fixed on the spot where the kids had been. That's when I saw a USB port, sealed between the bricks, gleaming in the fading light. It was totally sealed in the brick, just a port for someone to come up and hook up to. "Guys, look at this," I called out, my voice barely above a whisper. They all gathered around me, their faces reflecting in my own mix of fascination and trepidation. The port seemed out of place, like a secret hidden in plain sight kind of thing. The hell could it be for? One of the strangest things I'd ever seen. Who put it there and why? Why make it accessible? This is freaky, Emily said, her voice trembling. I laughed and pushed her shoulder, trying to make light of it. Oh, come on, Em. Those kids were messing with it. It's probably anime or some kind of nerdy stuff. Everyone then shared a collective laugh. It's true. We did see other kids playing with it, so it's not like some greasy guy in a trench coat was loitering back here, trying to get us to hook up to it. Still, I was super curious, so I had to ask. Should we see what's on it? I don't know, Emily said. Come on, it's probably nothing, I shot back. My friends exchanged nervous glances, but I was resolute. Rummaged through my backpack, producing a couple of adapter cables. Are you sure this is a good idea? My friend Sarah asked, her eyes widening with concern. She was already known for being a buzzkill, so I didn't really pay her any attention. I smiled, my heart pounding with excitement. Come on, it'll be fun, guys. With a deep breath, I plugged the USB into my iPhone. The device buzzed to life, downloading gigabytes of data. I couldn't wait to see what kind of weird stuff we might discover, or maybe some secret diary. Who knows? Looking back, I feel like a total dumbass for just hooking up my personal device to some random port in the middle of the city. Either way, my phone restarted, and we waited in silence, our eyes fixed on the screen. What would it show? Whose secrets would start playing across my screen now? We all started talking and laughing, feeling the fun bleed back into the group. It started as a worry, but now that the phone hadn't blown up, we went back to giggling. The phone booted up again. We all exhaled collectively. Nothing seemed to happen, though. We laughed, relieved, and began to walk away. I tried to access the gig of whatever I just downloaded, but I couldn't. We were on the move now. I told myself I'd look at it later and delete it if necessary. We carried on the rest of the evening without incident, till it was curfew and I had to go home. I made the solo march back to my place, tinkering with my phone, and found that literally nothing was different. Whatever had been downloaded has apparently erased itself because there was nothing in my history nor my downloads. Satisfied, I went to bed thinking nothing more about it. As the days passed, though, my phone's erratic behavior was escalating. Apps opened and closed on their own. Messages sent to my friends made no sense. My financial apps were useless. I couldn't even check my email. I felt like I was losing control, but my embarrassment kept me silent. Out of everything, my banking apps were the weirdest. I mean, I was a kid back then, but I still had access to an ATM card and stuff like that. I was worried that whatever had gotten into my phone might be able to get into more delicate areas of my life, and from there, God knows what. Still, being a dumb kid, I took zero precaution, just forgot about it like I did everything else. We had a good laugh about the random texts my phone would send, as they were either wordy or total gibberish and would fire off at any hour of the day. Super weird and funny for whatever reason. Then, my laptop joined in on the chaos. It froze one day, then rebooted, and the login screen taunted me with the same menacing message. All your secrets belong to us. I felt like I was being watched, like someone was waiting for me to make another mistake. I stared at the screen in silent horror and wondered what they were talking about. Secrets? Belong to who? What secrets? My stomach flip-flopped at the notion. Again, young and stupid, I just closed the screen to the computer and imagined it would all go away. It would be back to normal again in the morning, if not maybe after school. Just have to fix itself. But I wasn't the only one experiencing strange issues. My dad mentioned his phone was acting up. My mom was struggling with the internet. As the week went by, I was hearing more and more about the weirdness in our home. Internet going in and out, smart things acting up, apps doing whatever they want on the phones. It was like the Wild West for technology in our home, and it happened all at once. Only I knew where the problem had come from. I knew then I'd brought something sinister into our home, something I couldn't handle all by myself, but what options did I really have? Telling meant telling on myself. One night as I lay in bed, our security system blasted to life, and I can't express how terrifying it was to be woken up by something so overwhelming. Alarm systems like that are so loud they rattle your teeth. They thump inside your chest and displace every piece of hair on your head. It's a very uncomfortable feeling, even when you're awake, so for that to go off in the middle of the night had me on borderline hysterics. The alarm sent us scrambling into the living room, our hearts all racing. My dad quickly checked the doors, but there was nobody there. Tried to disable the alarm, but it wouldn't budge. I could see his face getting frustrated in the red glow of the screen, punching his code in over and over, nothing happening. It was like a nightmare, but it wasn't going away. Then the unthinkable happened. The alarm ceased, and a voice spoke through the intercom, its tone very chilling.
"Hello? Can you hear us?"
"What? Who is this?" My dad screamed into the intercom.
"Hi. We just wanted to say that all your secrets belong to us now."
My eyes peeled open and I went numb, literally collapsed against the wall and slumped to the floor. My mom came over to console me, screaming for my dad to call 911. He killed the power to the security system somehow and the speakers went silent. It was then I broke down, confessed everything to my parents. It was shock, but quickly sprang into crisis mode, taking down notes on everything that I could tell them. They're furious, naturally, but we were already in the thick of it. There's nothing else to do. We all slept in the same room that night, just to be sure nothing else crazy was going on. The next morning, they contacted the police and all kinds of different damage control experts, namely their personal taxes and financial people, even a cybersecurity guy. They made a report and then got the lowdown on everything that could go wrong and how bad it actually was. Ultimately, we had to replace all our devices and some smart tech around the house. From there, we needed all new logins, emails, and super strong passwords. Everything was on VPNs and encrypted in our house, way before there were ads about it online. It's a huge pain in the butt, very long, strenuous, and expensive, but it came as the recommendation.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Bretsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The USB port was extracted from the wall, but it yielded nothing. The investigators said it was nothing but a dead drop with some angsty essays written by teenagers and young adults. Even some crappy poetry. A couple of random codes for random things. No malware, no virus, no nothing like that. It was as if it jumped onto my phone and wormed its way through our stuff, and it only existed there. It was all very creepy to think about. We had to replace every device, change every password, and endure a long, grueling process to secure our digital lives. It was a nightmare, one that I foolishly invited right into our home. As we struggled to rebuild our digital security, I realized how lucky we were. Our finances were intact. Our private lives remained private, and we avoided the shame of being hacked. There are some true horror stories of people losing everything to scammers and hackers, so to come out unscathed was really a blessing. I learned a hard lesson. Never mess with things you don't understand. Never underestimate the power of the unknown. It was almost like taunting a raging bull, and I was powerless to get out of its way. The internet is much the same. You don't ever want to turn its eye on you. From that day on, I treated electronics with respect, never taking their security for granted. The memory of that USB port and its sinister message remained etched into my mind, a constant reminder of the dangers lurking in the shadows of the digital world. Dangers we can't even perceive. You wouldn't want all your secrets belonging to them as well, would you?
Let me start by saying that I have no history of any mental disorders. I have never done drugs, and I haven't been drinking. Also, on my father's side of the family, we have a tradition that I've known about for most of my life, that every firstborn son has the initials JCM or JDM. Knowing this, I picked out my son's name a few years back, and it's unique, one I've definitely never heard before. Let's move on. About a year ago, when I was 21 years old, I shared an apartment with two female roommates, Kaya and Amber. It was late in the afternoon, and I had just gotten off of work and was headed home. When I opened the front door, there was a little boy crouched on the floor that I'd never seen before. I closed the door and he ran up to me with a smile and hugged my legs. I said hello and he looked up and said hi. I asked him who he was here with and he said with you. I called out to Kaya and Amber thinking maybe they had to babysit a brother or nephew or something, but nobody was home, the place was empty. I asked who his mom was and he told me to stop being silly. Confused, I asked him what his name was, and then my heart dropped.
Daddy, it's me, Jergen.
The same name I had picked out for my firstborn son. I'd never told anybody that name. Nobody. I asked him where his mom was, and he got a really sad look on his face and said, "She's gone." Suddenly a rush of pure dread filled my body, and I fell to the floor and began to cry like a baby, head in hand, sobbing. I have absolutely no idea why. When I looked up, Jergen was gone, and I felt completely devastated, like my entire world was falling down around me. I called out to him, but there was nobody in the apartment anymore. I've never told anybody about that night, but I found this channel and felt like I should talk about it. If anybody knows what could have happened or has had a similar experience, please let me know.
This incident occurred some time in the fall of 2006. I grew up in a rural part of Ohio. My house had fairly dense woods located directly behind it. As a child, I had a passion for exploring. I especially loved exploring those woods. It was my favorite place to be. Prior to this incident, I had wandered through those woods many times, always with my mother's permission. There was one tree in particular that I frequently enjoyed to climb, usually about to the halfway mark so I could perch myself on one of the heavier branches and just relax as I listened to the peaceful sounds of nature. Climbing that tree for the very first time was quite an accomplishment. From that position, I could partially see the back of my house. On that day, after a fair amount of exploring, I carefully scaled my favorite tree. I seated myself on a sturdy branch and took in the view. Naturally, being late in October, the sun inevitably began to set within a few minutes. I always felt a little saddened to see the darkness approaching. The woods were like my own little sanctuary. I could entertain myself out there for hours. When darkness began to fall, however, my mother would stand at the edge of the woods and call my name until I obediently returned home, so not to be stranded out there after dark. After watching the sun set until I could no longer see it, I began my descent down the tree. I was nearly at the bottom when I heard my mother's familiar voice calling my name. I thought nothing of it at first, as this routine had occurred plenty of times before. Then I realized something strange as my feet touched the ground. My mother's voice was coming from behind me, deeper in the woods, rather than towards the entrance where she always stood when she called me home. My mom had never entered those woods before, at least not with me. I was eager to find her and show her all of my favorite spots before it grew too dark. That's when I realized something was off. How could she have gone into those woods ahead of me? Certainly I could have missed her, but as I said, she never entered those woods. She continued calling my name, but there was something strange about it. She sounded absolutely frantic, almost angry. Fearing that I was in trouble for reasons currently unknown, I froze in place. As her voice drew closer, I squinted my eyes to see if I could locate her and determine exactly how angry or upset she appeared to be. However, I didn't see anyone or anything unusual. Suddenly I heard her voice calling my name from the direction of my house, sounding much calmer.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Seconds later, from somewhere within the woods yet again, it wasn't an echo. I wasn't imagining things. I was literally hearing her beckoning me from the edge of our backyard, as well as ahead of me. My legs suddenly turned to jelly. I couldn't quite comprehend what was going on. "Come here, right now," the voice that I originally believed to be hers screamed from just ahead. I realized that whoever or whatever was mimicking my mother was drawing closer. I didn't question which voice was actually my mother's, as there was something about the way it sounded that unnerved me. Terrified of what I would see if I stood there much longer, I turned around and ran towards the exit of the woods as quickly as my legs could possibly carry me. It was amazing that I didn't trip over anything in my haste. Even though my house wasn't very far away from me from where I was standing, those woods had never seemed larger to me than they did in that moment. From behind me, my mother's voice continued to call my name, now sounding desperate. Panic set in as my actual mother finally came into view, waiting patiently as she usually did until I returned home. In my frightened state, I absolutely refused to look back. As soon as I was out of the woods and in the backyard next to my mother, the other voice was suddenly gone. Rather than fading away, it seemed to stop the very moment I stepped foot into my backyard. I must have looked as frightened as I felt because my mother asked me what was wrong. Slowly but surely, my panic subsided. I didn't say anything until we were safely inside the house with our doors locked. I asked my mother if she had entered the woods. Appearing confused by the question, she told me that of course she didn't. With that confirmation, I hesitantly asked her if she had heard anyone else calling my name and yelling. The answer to that question was also no. Although I was still very much shaken up, I managed to explain everything that happened as clearly and rationally as possible. My mother was surprisingly nonchalant about the whole situation, explaining that I must have imagined it, that I was spending too much time out there by myself. The incident in those woods had stayed with me to this day. I can still hear this voice as clear as a bell. Whoever or whatever is calling my name sounded exactly like my mother, but I know it wasn't her. Not only was she waiting for me outside, but the voice also sounded strange in a way that I still can't fully explain. I didn't go back into the woods until I was 17 years old, and even then, I never hung out for very long. I've carefully gone over every possible explanation, but none of them seemed entirely plausible. It certainly wasn't my mother playing a prank. There was no way she could have pulled it off, not to mention the fact that she's never been one to play pranks. I also highly doubt that it was anyone else because, as I stated before, we lived in a very rural area. The closest neighbor was at least a mile away, and I wasn't personally acquainted with any of them. How could they have known my name and where to find me? We've since moved out of that house, but my mother and I occasionally discuss the incident. She still claims that she never heard or saw anything unusual out there. I know it probably shouldn't, but what happened in those woods continues to bother me. I spent many hours out there prior to that day and never had anything out of the ordinary occur.
Happy birthday, America! It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The best explanation I have at this point is a doppelganger or possibly a demon, but I'm unsure. If anyone has a possible explanation as to what might have happened, I'd love to hear it.
Our official merch store is finally here. If you want to support more of our channel, check out our merch shop. The link is in the description down below. See you on the next video.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.